This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
The most powerful weapon known to man is not the intelligent response, the emotional response, the aggressive response. But this love is the power of God working in you, transforming you, and changing you. Remember what the Bible says? The goodness of God causes a man to change his mind.
World Changers Church International. Easter is near, and we can't wait to experience the presence of God together. Join us for our Easter celebration on Sunday, April 17th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, no matter where you are. Tune in through the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app, mobile app, YouTube, or Facebook. Or if you're in the Atlanta area, join us in person. Gather your family and set your reminder. We can't wait to worship with you.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
When you walk around, hey, glory to God. Excuse me, that was for me. When you walk around people that don't know God, and you know God, and you practice His presence every day, I tell you, people who are demon-possessed and influenced, they'll tell on themselves. Your presence should demand an explanation. And that is what is about to happen. There's going to be a separation from the wheat and the tares. Glory be to God. The world, we're not going to be like the world. There's going to be an obvious difference between them and us. Glory to God. And in the middle of the grocery store, you'll speak to sickness and it'll leave. In the middle of the parking lot, you'll lay hands on somebody that's suicidal and the joy of the Lord will come. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to use your church. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Jesus is about to rise on the inside of you. Listen, some of y'all think y'all got to do something in order to experience the love of God. God doesn't love us because of what we do. Listen, God will never love you any more than what He already loves you, and He'll never love you any less. God's love is constant, and it's done, and it won't change because of what you do, good or bad. Things are going to happen that are going to be weird. Weird in their eyes. Expected in our eyes. You ought to walk out of here today. You should walk out of today expecting something. I'm expecting something. Some of y'all don't know what that looked like. But there was a time, Ken, where we used to go to a grocery store and see a world changer ministering to somebody in the aisle. You remember that guy that used to cry all the time? And he got rejected sometime. You want to be saved? No, I want to be saved. Get the blank blank out of my face. That's fine. Maybe you were sowing the seed. Some plant, some water, but God gives the increase. All right, now watch this. Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Let's explain how this works. It is the most powerful weapon that we can have. It's powerful, absolutely powerful. I've seen it work in my life over and over again. A very simple pause to say and declare, God loves me, it's gonna be all right. I might be right in the middle, getting ready to have an argument with Taffy, and I say, God loves me, and then everything calmed down. And then it come back up again. I said, God, you love me, right? And she on the other side said, God love me. And I have seen God work stuff out with us being on the opposite side of something and believing the love of God, and all of a sudden it did what it needed to do. I've seen it work in relationships. I've seen it work. Sometimes you got to listen, just because he don't do it when you want him to do it doesn't mean he's not doing it. A delay is not a denial. Amen. And some of y'all are in that delay lap. Why are you delaying? You ain't ready yet. You might need to mature a little bit more. This thing might be able to help you or destroy you. You praying for stuff that you're not mature enough to have right now. That don't mean you stop praying. You just start thanking God for it. And whatever you're going through, let it mature you. Let it mature you. We got to mature. Nobody was born again fully mature. It get me. Some people get saved, get baptized, ain't even dried off good, want to come to church and tell me something. Still dripping water. Ain't even, what you, don't come telling me something because you went on the internet and you studied some stuff. I'm not talking about your knowledge of God. I'm past that. See, when you're mature, then you'll understand it's just not knowledge. Because what good does it do for me to have the Greek and Hebrew knowledge of the Old Testament versus the New Testament when I'm in the middle of a ditch and none of that can get me out? It's good to have, but I want to know him with my knowledge. I want to take my knowledge and turn it into intimate relationship. I'm going to stay on this until you get it, because I believe that a lot of things in our life can be resolved through an intimate relationship with him. A lot of things can be resolved through an intimate relationship with him. Do you know him? When I was taking communion this morning, I got so choked up because I realized, and I knew this, but I realized you took all of my sins and the whole world's sin, those who were present in the world and those who were not, on your body. He said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all man's sin unto me. And I had that bread in my hands. Well, it was a cracker this morning. The other day, it was a pistachio. But do this in remembrance of me. And I realized you were broken with my sins and the sins of the world on your body so I can be whole. You know what I said after that? I said, Lord, forgive me for even declaring that I'm broken. I'm whole. I don't care how bad it hurt. I don't care how bad it was. I refuse to declare that I am broken after seeing how broken you were so I can be made whole. Everybody say, I'm whole.
Whole.
Say it again, I'm whole. Now, some of you may not feel like you whole. The situation may not look like it's whole. Nothing missing, nothing broken. But just go ahead and declare. Relationships that are broken with family members, just say, I'm whole. Say it. Say, I'm whole. I'm whole. After he did all of that, you dare to get in yourself and say, I'm broken because I ain't had no daddy when I was growing up. I'm broken. Yeah, cause my mama died early and left me. I'm broken because I was betrayed. I'm broken. No! Jesus was whipped with a cat of nine tails. He was mugged, beat up, swollen. And if that wasn't enough, nailed to a cross, stripped naked, pulled up in front of everybody in that naked body, would not die or come off that cross until he absorbed every sin that your wickedness or imagination could come up with. And once he got everything that could ever happen to you, then he laid his head in the lumps of his shoulders and he died. And he stepped off that cross looking just like a sinner because of all of the stuff he absorbed. Looked like a sinner so hell would accept him. And hell turned around and accepted him in. Glory be to God. And he spent 3 days and 3 nights for you and for me. He took all of our sins to hell. Glory to God. He paid a price in the pit of hell with your sin and my sin. And after the price was paid, on the third day, he got up from the dead. Glory to God. He got up from the dead as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, victorious over all of our sins. And you dare say you're broken? I am whole. I've experienced his love. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I've experienced his love. Oh, I don't know nobody who's going to die for me and go to hell. They might die for me, but going to hell too? Dying and going to hell? And then spending some time there? And Satan said, I finally got it. We got him. We got him, y'all. They start giving high fives. Jesus said, look here. Let me explain something to you. I look like sin, don't I? Don't I look like sin? He said, there's only one problem with this. I never sinned. See, what you don't understand is I exchanged my righteousness for the sin of mankind so that I can get his sin, so I can get in here and pay the price for his sin. But in reality, I'm the righteousness of God. Now, I have paid the price for every man's sin. Now, Satan, let them go. Now, here's something you need to read carefully in your Bible. I'm not lying to you. But the Bible says after Jesus got up, there were some other people that got up right behind him. Oh, my God. They were seen who were dead walking in the city. Y'all, that's what the Bible, you say you like the Bible, that's what the Bible say. they were seen walking in the city. Now, this ain't in the Bible. I can't approve this gonna happen. I can't prove it gonna happen, but you can't disprove it. I think God love us so much. Just maybe 5 minutes before we get raptured up. Cause his will is that no man should perish. That just maybe you who are not born again might see somebody that is gone. As they come and tell you, get saved now. What you doing here? You dead. Forget about them being dead in there. Get saved right now. I would not doubt it. Why did he allow those who were dead and in Hades to be raised up and be seen walking in the city? I don't understand why he did that. But I tell you, God's love is so deep that it is not his will that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. He's not looking for a way to send you to hell. He's looking for a way for you to get into heaven and to be with him for eternity. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy. Something coming. Yeah, boy. Something's coming. Yeah, boy. But we will not be afraid. We will not fear, because everything we need is in that experience of love. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Somebody shout, everything gonna be all right. Somebody shout, I'm all right. I dare you to shout, all is well with me in my house. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I hear. I'm moved by this experience of love. I'm moved by Him. I pray every burden be removed. I pray every yoke be destroyed. If you walked in here with any burden, I command those burdens to be removed. You were not created to carry that care. You were not created to carry that burden. Cast that burden on the Lord. All is well. Ooh, I sense His presence. Oh, my goodness. Oh, glory. Oh, Bishop Kikin Eleba. Oh, Rikish Eleba Babakush. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is. Come on. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me.
most powerful weapon known to man is not the intelligent response, the emotional response, the aggressive response. But this love is the power of God working in you, transforming you, and changing you. Remember what the Bible says? The goodness of God causes a man to change his mind. He doesn't change you with badness or God trying to do something or say something to you. He's going to change your mind about him by doing something good that you probably didn't deserve. Oh, God. Isn't it amazing how when you know you didn't deserve it, he did something outstanding, and you're trying to figure out why. Because God's not good to you because you've been good. That's not saying throw goodness away, but God's good to you because he's good, and his love is constant. Ours fluctuates, but his love is constant. But it was never meant to be just kind of goo-goo ga-ga about, you know, oh, God's, I love God, I love God, I know he loves me. No, 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 no. It is power to transform and to make the difference in every area of your life. Now, watch this real quickly. I got a few more minutes left. Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Now, here's where it went wrong. Here's why what's fighting us from experiencing that love. Galatians 5 and 6, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. Faith which worketh by love. And so everybody got into how much they loved God. Oh, I love God. Oh, I love God. And that's cool. But please believe me, you're not just loving God because, you know, you decided to love God. The Bible says because he loved us, he enabled us to love him. But we got off of our love for him came from his love for us. And so we ruined the context of the Old and New Testament and made it all about how much I love God, how much I love God, and put really big pressure on how much I love God, how much I love God. And so, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 5, write this down, and Matthew 22, 37 and 40, and here's what he says. For thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of your heart and all of your soul, and all of your mind, and all of your strength. Nobody in here can do that. Even David, a man after God's own heart, could not love like that. David couldn't love God with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with all of his mind. You got something else in your soul and your mind and your heart. And you're not putting all your strength towards loving God. Tell the truth. I was deceived in that. I wrote a whole book on it. Hate that book. I think I even wrote a part two. You won't ever see it. There's some of the stuff in there that's fine, but that's not what it is. And it distracted us from the real power. It is never, see, the only person that could even accomplish something like this was Jesus.
Are you doing things to try to feel God's love? In his series, How to Experience the Love of God, Creflo Dollar reveals that we don't have to jump through hoops to feel God's love, only believe.
You gotta believe God loves you when it doesn't look good. When you believe the love of God, you say, I believe God's love for me. That's why I know I'm gonna be healed, I'm gonna be delivered. This is gonna be fine, this is gonna work out. And God wants to hear that rehearsed and coming out of our mouth. I believe that God loves me. Quit believing God for little. God is a big God, and he's ready to do some big, extraordinary things in your life, but he's waiting for you to believe. That's how big his love is.
Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore, or call the number on your screen to claim your copy of all three of these life-changing messages for a love gift of only $20 or more, plus shipping and handling. Walk in God's love today.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. Engage with Christ on a deeper level, develop your walk with the Lord, and strengthen your faith. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. You can receive practical advice for applying the Word of God to your life every day with our daily devotionals. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
Creflo Dollar Global Missions helps people all over the world receive healing and wholeness in every area of life. For example, we help those in need in our communities, those trapped in the sex entertainment industry, and children in orphanages and refugee camps. When we meet the physical needs of those hurting people, it gives us the opportunity to share the gospel of grace with them. So I want to thank you for helping us reach millions with the gospel.
Log on to our website at missions.creflodollarministries.org to see all the work we do at Creflo Dollar Global Missions. Thank you for your support.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world, and we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.